to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Welcome back to On the Edge, Brains. You know this is the hot spot, okay? This is not the ordinary. This is the extraordinary place for people like you, Brains, that are looking to elevate their game. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk all things media with Dr. Gail Carson. She makes it look easy. She's a pioneer when it comes to all things media. She's opened 7 offices, traveled globally as an international speaker, coach, consultant, and has produced over 24 books, CDs, DVD programs. She's had over 1,000 clients in 50 different industries in concert with working in radio and television, and a survivor of cancer, 4 bouts. She is a trailblazer, as I said, a pioneer. We're going to talk to her today. Hello, Gail Carson. How are you?
I am great, April. How are you?
I can't complain about a single thing. Nothing. I'm just so honored to have someone of your caliber of expertise here on the edge with me and my Brains. We want to jump right in. We want to talk about you as a person and all things media. You know, media has changed so much, and you have been in the industry for quite a while. You know, there's so many things changing with artificial intelligence and now these podcasts and blogs. Tell us some of the things that you have found that have stayed consistent in media versus things that you have really seen a big change.
Well, in terms of the things that have stayed consistent, number one, you have to have something to say. You can't on there and blither. You've got to have something to say, and it has to be appropriate to the audience that you are speaking to, and it needs to be timely. And so those things haven't changed. In other words, if there is something going on in the world and you can contribute to the commentary about it, you would be a perfect person to have on as a guest, whether it's radio or TV or anything else. However, a lot of people are more impressed with what they believe and what they've been through than how it relates to the people who are watching them. That, I don't think, ever changes. So those are the things that I think are the same. In terms of how, you know, how the message is delivered today is what has really changed. Because whether you do it through blogs or whether you do it through, a podcast, or whether you do it through an article, which most of them are now online, and you can post these articles in social media as well. I mean, there's a lot of different ways of getting your message out. And so those are the things that have changed.
Right. And, you know, social media is such a tender subject now because there is a lot going on. There's a lot of people on the highway. There's a lot of noise that is going on. And Facebook is going to be changing. They also own Twitter and Instagram. What are some of the things that you think that people in the media should stay focused and consistent as far as getting their message across? And what I mean by that, are you still a strong proponent of print ad? Are you still a strong proponent of, you know, besides blogging, podcasts? How should people really stay at the forefront and in people's face when it comes to their media?
Well, in terms of print ads, I'm not sure how many our people are you know, reading what. I will say that I think direct mail is still good if you have a targeted audience, if you know who your ideal client is or prospect is, then I do think that direct mail can work for that. However, in terms of advertising, again, you know, rather than putting in a print ad of magazine or newspaper, it really can be done the same thing online. So it's really, you know, it depends on who your audience is and what the market is and what they read and what they listen to. Because there are things that people talk about all the time, and I haven't a clue what they're talking about because I don't watch what they watch, and I don't listen to what they listen. So, you know, I used to know, for example, all the stars and so forth. I mean, I used to know everybody and who was in what. And now there are so many different stations out there, for lack of a better word, whether it's Roku or Hulu or whatever. I don't know half the people that they're talking about. And, you know, for example, Game of Thrones. I don't see Game of Thrones because that's not on my network. And I don't subscribe to anything that is not on my network because I don't have time to watch what I'm watching anyway. And so I don't subscribe to the extra channel. So that makes a big difference.
Right. It does. It does. I want to jump subjects just for a second because I definitely want to just send you love and light. I know that you are going through your fourth bout with cancer, but you have kicked it in the butt three times, and I'm looking for you to kick it in the butt four times. Can you give some words of encouragement to someone that might be in that space right now that thinks that they're hopeless and that there's no chances for them? Can you give them a ray of light?
Well, I think, first of all, you have to keep yourself as physically strong as you possibly can. I've had 16 surgeries. I've got a lot of scar tissue. There's a lot of things that I can't do anymore simply because of that. However, I work out 2 hours every day, and I do it because it keeps me strong. It keeps me active. It keeps me so that I feel I am in control, you know, of my own body. And so I think that there are things that you can do. You wake up in the morning. Hopefully you wake up with a smile, and hopefully you go to bed with a smile. So there's that positive mindset as far as that's concerned. And then what are you doing in your life every day to bring you joy? And it could be your kids, your grandkids. It could be your pets. It could be, you know, something you're giving your time to. But you have to get the – I know it sounds hard to do this, but you have to get the focus off of you and on to something else. It's like that old adage, you really don't like what you're wearing on your feet until you find the man who has no shoes. And so it's the same thing. You've got to keep yourself off of your own misery.
Right, because it can definitely consume you. It will swallow you whole. Gail, please tell my brains how they can get in contact with you. Tell them a little bit about how they can find you on your radio show and purchase some of your books and some of your online training.
Well, if they go to my website, which is funkyoldbroad.com, just like it sounds, funkyoldbroad.com, they'll find my books and they'll find the programs that I have, and they can always fill out the contact sheet. And I will get back to them, and they can ask me any questions they would like. They can find out anything they want to about what it is that I have to offer and say, and see whether or not we're a good fit. And then, of course, I have TV training programs, radio training programs, as well as mindset training programs. So there's a whole bunch of things that they can do. And I have a gift if people would like to know. I call them the 6 secrets for what you need to know for your TV and radio interview, and they can get that at www.sob6tips.com.
Wow. Brain, did you take that all in? I hope so, because she is a wealth of information. She is spunky, she's open, and she's brave. That's what I see in the SOB. She is just wonderful. I think that what you have poured into us is very valuable, and people are going to be able to utilize that, the importance of publicity, having that at the forefront, knowing who you are, especially if you're a mover, a shaker, and you want to be an influencer and a game changer, you got to be a playmaker, and that's what we do here on The Edge. We create and deliver playmakers. Thank you so much, Dr. Gail Carson, for being here on The Edge with us. I appreciate you so much, and I'm sending you love and light and the healing, okay?
Thank you so much, April, and, of course, the very best to you as well.
All right. Okay, Brains, I need you to, you know, step to attention, get your ego in check, be sure that you check out all sources of media, stay in the forefront of your business with publicity, follow me on all of the major hotspots, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Spotify. I'm all over the planet. Help me raise those numbers. Change the frequency and the vibration of what's going out in the world. Again, thank you so much, Gail Carson, for being here with me on The Edge today.
Thank you for having me, April. It was delightful.
Bye, brains.